Welcome to Timelines, episode 211, recorded Thursday, February 18th, 2016. Today we have the MailRight Real Estate Show, episode 38. On today's show, we're going to be talking to Greg McDaniel and Jonathan, and we're going to go into some detail on a couple different things. We're going to look at Instagram, and we're going to look deeply into videos. And the video sites we're going to look at, and you can find them both on Timelines, episode 211, and going over to mail-right.com, episode 38. And we're going to look at vht.com. We're going to look at BombBomb. One had a thumbs up, thumbs down. And finally, Placer has a bunch of nice example videos. So those links will all be at our local websites. So without further ado, let's get right into this episode of the MailRight Real Estate Show on Timelines. Okay, on today's show, we're going to go into some detail mostly about video and special production. We've got three different perspectives, myself with 25 years coming really post-internet. We've got Greg coming in with his dad, you know, and Star Power and the teams over the years really coming through the system and seeing all the changes, and they definitely have changed. And we have Jonathan with a technical side perspective. With that, open it up, Jonathan, Greg.
Oh, thanks, Greg, for coming back on. So I thought we'd talk about the importance, get to a kind of nitty-gritty subject, the importance of photography and video in promoting and selling a property, Greg. I just want your general thoughts about it, and then we look at some of the links that I sent to you. How does that sound?
Sure. Sounds good. Yeah.
So what's your general views about the importance of photography and video and the differences between, let's say, the kind of average family home and when you go into the more luxurious side of the market?
I think the good photos and videos are critical no matter what type of property, what price point of the property that you're doing. I think it shows a professionalism level of the agent. You know, taking your handy dandy iPhone here and shooting the photos is not going to, it's not professional level. Going in there with a true photographer that really knows what they're doing, that can zip through the thing, give you high quality, high res photos. You can put out onto the MLS, onto the web, everywhere else, onto your blog, onto your website, that really showcases the beauty of the home, no matter what condition it's in, but people really get to see it. You know, they'll come through and they'll, you know, hopefully try to pick up some stuff or talk to people how to stage a room quickly, you know, get the dirty underwear off the bed, put the plates in the dishwasher, you know, stuff like that. That makes the difference behind, you know, someone really wanting to buy that house or kind of wanting to buy that house on the first impression. It's like dating. It's real estate dating. You know, if the buyer, AKA, you know, the pursuer does not like or think the home is attractive, therefore they may go on to another one. So in my opinion, It's without a doubt, it's an essential.
What about video of the outside and inside?
Good question, Jonathan. What we do is I do take that. Now, this is where the difference is. I take a video and it's a raw video. I turn it around. I use my arm because I'm 6'5". I have a built-in selfie stick. I don't need to go get one. And I do a video of front of the house talking about how great it is. And then I take it onto Facebook on my personal page, tag my team, tag all my team members, tag my lender, tag the homeowners, tag their kids, tag everybody that's applicable, and then get that out to the public. And that's more nitty, raw, kind of in their face. But I get over like 1,100 views every time I do a video, and it costs me $0.
Do you, if it's on the more luxurious side of the market, have you done more kind of promotional, professional type of videos?
We have not. We've seen phenomenal results in the grittiness of these videos when people actually have the ability to kind of like letting them in behind the scenes and letting them see, you know, what the property. And if you're animated and you can really kind of go off and have a good time. If anybody wants to see this when they watch this podcast, just find me on Facebook, Greg McDaniel. I'm the guy sitting there, you know, doing this in front of two beers, you know. Just find me wearing a black coat and you can go to my videos. You can watch what I've done. So you can kind of see what I mean by that. But I mean, I do see value. If you're representing like a $5 million home or something like that, I can see the opportunity and the reason to go spend a lot of money on doing something. But there's so many apps up there that you can do your own post editing on that I don't think you need it anymore. But it's definitely a nice touch if the homeowner really wants it.
On the photography side, basically, how do you find good photographers? Have you kept the one for a reasonably long period? What are your general experiences of finding somebody that you can build a good working relationship? And can you also give some insights around price as well?
Yeah, actually, the steel trap who's behind me right now, who's our team manager, she'd be able to give you the pricing on it. But we use the same guy that we've used forever and a day. And, you know, he has grown exponentially. Everybody uses him. He comes in with a nice camera, knows what he does. So if you need to find someone who can do it, just ask some of the top producers in your area. They'll be able to identify who they use for the photographs of their home. Or if you like a photograph of a home, go talk to that listing agent and be like, who did this? I would love to hire them as well. You did a great job picking them out. That's the best way I would do it. I mean, get a personal referral.
What's your, so to recap, so on almost all the houses that you are selling, you get a professional to take the photography. Is that correct?
Without a doubt. Every single home, we get a professional to do the photo. And then I go out there with the video and do the social media site on that stuff.
What would be your response to an agent or somebody who says that you don't need to hire somebody, I can do it myself? What's your response to that?
Do you want my true response?
Yeah, be honest about it, but don't swear though, please, because try and keep it family.
I don't swear on your show. I swear on my show.
I know you do. But.
No, I think that they're fools. I think that, again, it's dating. It's like not doing your hair when you go on a first date. Or wearing sweats or showing up like that. I mean, look, you might be a great agent, but you're not a master photographer. You know, you need someone who is a professional in their realm to do that. And that's why you align yourself with a professional mortgage, you know, title, photographers, you know, stagers, whatever you use. You don't try to do everything. You can't be a jack of all trades. So I would say spend the money. It's worthwhile. It's in a business investment. And besides, your sellers are going to like it. They're going to love how their home looks, and they're going to talk about you in a more positive light.
All right. So can you go through the mechanic? How many photos of the house? Do you have a kind of set pattern with your photographer about what photography you do take? And if that's the case, can you give some insight at how many photos you roughly do take? And then can you give some idea how you fit that in with the description and text on your own site and maybe on your social media?
So what I do is I do a lot of video. We don't do a lot of writing. We take photos of every room. So depending on the home, we highlight every room, you know, anything that's an attribute on the exterior of the property, large yard, spa, pool, views, whatever, right? We make sure we highlight all of those. We want to give them enough, but not overload them. So they see the same photo multiple times. And you know, that is the way we do it. And then I go out and, you know, I do a video, and I do a video in front of it, like we talked about. I've also done videos on the interior talking about it, kind of doing the swivel, showing people what's going on behind me. That's what we do. A lot of course, other people are writers. I'm not. But Eileen back here, who I won't put the camera on. And she'll thank me for that. She'll do the writing for our flyers. When it comes time, but then that was when we collaborate with the homeowner, as well as reviewing the photos and walking through the home to really represent what the home really has to you know, offer out into the marketplace.
Do you mean the mysterious Eileen is actually in your office?
She's right there.
Oh, it's a bit of a gag, folks. I've been trying to get a hold of I call her the mysterious Eileen now. I think she doesn't like English people. No, I've been cruel now. So there she is, the mysterious Eileen. You have to watch the video, folks. So basically your photography bill for your brokerage must be pretty sizable then, but it always has paid dividends.
Of course it does. I mean, it's an investment in the homes. I have no idea what it costs, because that's what she does.
Yeah.
She handles all that stuff. So I was informed that on average, it's about $300 for the photos, but we also get high gloss photos, high gloss flyers. Let me show you.
This is for the video, folks.
So you get high gloss photos, like, you know, flyers like this, then with, you know, on the back with our brand, and this is very high gloss, good quality paper, and they give us, I think, 100 of each of them.
That's then a great marketing listing tool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got a whole drawer full of stuff that we take to marketing listings.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, and we'll also do these photographs. Here's the quality. Here's an example. Right. you know, bring a home that's similar to theirs. So if they're a one bedroom condo, don't show them a $5 million mansion.
So you would strongly advise that agent that's getting their first couple listings that they really should consider getting the photography done professionally.
Of course. I mean, because every time you're probably not going to use all those flyers, because once you spend that money here and you go to another listing appointment, you can show what you've done before. If you don't do this here, then you can't take it to here. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Save some for your drop behind and packages for listings.
Exactly.
And if you got some left, hit the 5, 5, and 10 around the street.
Yep. Now, have you experimented with your photography on Instagram as well?
I'm just getting into Instagram, by the way, dipping my big toe into that pond. We have not, but that is an excellent idea, Jonathan, and I will absolutely do that, and I'll get back to you.
Because I've had some agents, because every week I'm talking to agents, and I think we can talk about that when we come back from the break. So I think at the best of the moment, folks, we're going to go for a break and then come back and talk about Instagram.
So, Jonathan, exactly what we're going to talk about when we come back from the break. So, Jonathan, when we come back from the break.
We're going to talk a bit more about photography and Instagram.
Are you fed up buying back the data from the big online companies only to find out that they are poor quality, inexpensive leads? Let us help you, the professional real estate agent, build your online fan club from the people in your local community who already know and trust you. They need to remember you when it comes to buying and selling that next home. MailRite has developed a powerful online system that keeps you in front of the most powerful referral group, the people in your local sphere of influence who know, like, and trust you. So come on over to MailRite and check out the program.
Okay, folks, we're coming back off the break. We're going to talk about Instagram, and that's really social media. But we're also going to go into VHT, and then we're going to go into BombBomb, which I had some experience with, and then finally Playster. Greg has experience with Playster. So go ahead, let's drive through this in the next 7 or 8 minutes. That's a lot to cover.
Oh, thanks. So let's just quickly wrap up about Instagram, because what I was saying to you, Greg, is I've spoken to some agents that are really using it, and because it's very dependent on tagging, you've got to be tagging all your images, and that's how people find your images. So it's a combination of being religious about tagging, which is very similar to Twitter or tagging stuff in Facebook, who owns Instagram, but then having really good photography. And they said they're surprised the amount of views they get of properties, because people are just kind of in a coffee break skimming through Instagram looking for properties, and they find it quite effective. So I thought I'd give you that feedback.
That's fantastic. I completely look forward to it. I will take those, and I'll try it out. We have a couple new listings coming on, so I'll take them, play with the filters, and go for it. I think it might get some great reviews. I can't wait.
You know, on a side note, everyone's talking about Instagram now. All the big social media podcasters, that's like the hottest thing since
sliced bread.
Sliced bread, French toast.
Yeah. So let's go on. I read an article that Ingman, the marketing director, I forgot the gentleman's name, of VHT did, and it was about photography. And what they basically do, Craig, is they have local photographers nationally. Mm-hmm. And obviously in more metropolitan, they've got a group of photographers. And they give you a fixed price. On certain, and they offer online tools so the photographer can upload. You've got a secure area that you can log in. They have galleries, and they have other services linked in, turning those into presentations and also video. They've got a number of packages and services. And I thought it was quite interesting, but obviously you've got your relationship with your guy. But I thought it could be, you could utilize it as a secondary service or support service, or just try them out in general. What's your thoughts?
I think this is a phenomenal service. If they don't have, people don't have a relationship with a photographer that they use on a consistent basis, I would highly recommend taking a look at these guys. Their photography looks phenomenal. Also, if they wanted to up their image and maybe have these individuals do some photos for them, maybe it might be a good opportunity for them to go out and showcase if they're trying to build a brand around a neighborhood or a city, go out and get some really high-end, great photos around the city or around the marketplace that they're trying to break into or are in for their marketing package to hand out, you know, put it up, you know, for something for buyers to review. So I think there's a lot of different ways you can use this, this system. You know, that would be my suggestion. I mean,
no, I just thought it might be also a good backup because your photographer might be really busy, ill, on vacation. So having some kind of backup, if you've got a crucial, might not be a bad idea. So I thought that's why I would mention it.
Good. Yeah, absolutely.
The next one, obviously, we discussed it a little bit, but I thought it was relevant, BombBomb. Have you used it at all?
Yeah, I use it for marketing into my brokerage, talking about, you know, what we do, you know, what I'm doing for training courses. For anyone who watches this, I'm the head trainer for our brokerage. So I'm constantly reaching out to the agents, trying to wrangle them into the training room for an hour or two. I do a recording. I blast it out to all of my people. But on the agent side, they have a lot of templated emails you record, and then you can send it out for thanks for, you know, following up from a meeting, going to go have confirming the meeting, all different types of templates that you can record, set it, send it, and you're done as a video email.
Hey, quick question on that. I tested that out in the last couple of weeks, and I found some conflict with using Gmail.
I have not had it. Well, it's kind of, for me, it's been a pain in the rump to work sometimes. Just it seems to be a little clunky on the back end.
Yeah, it's very clunky. And what I do, I've got to have speed timing. I'm constantly on in the system. So I'm not doing like a real estate agent per se where I'm constantly using the Gmail and the medias, but it does have some conflict and has some problems, especially with the Gmail. And we have the professional Google Plus too.
Right. It is a little clunky in the back end, but you know what? If you want to have an effective email system, you know what? Sometimes you got to deal with stuff you don't really like, right?
Something else out there that may not be clunky doing the same thing.
Yeah, it might be in the near future. Do you use the desktop interface? Or do you tend to use the app on your phone when it comes to BombBomb, Greg?
Desktop.
Right. So yeah, actually, it might be actually. What about your experience, Bill?
I'm on the desktop. I haven't used the app. I played with it for about 5 days, 6 days. I think I sent some to you and other folks. So I didn't do a very thorough test, but it had enough conflict with my business and my extensive email system and processes.
Yeah. Just a tip there, Bill.
It's the only way out of thumbs down from me.
Just a tip, Bill. You might actually want to try it if you can on your app, using their app rather than the desktop. So mixed reviews about BombBomb, but I definitely agree with you, Craig, as a way everybody I've spoken that's used it said they get more engagement almost straight away. The only concern is as similar programs come in, will it become oversaturated and then increasingly become less and less effective? Is it more about it being slightly unusual at the present moment, and as it becomes more common, you get less effect? But that's a difficult one to answer.
Well, that's so, like saying that, you know, because telephones went from corded to uncorded, then to cell phones, did they become less effective? I think the personal touch that the video has, they see you, hear you, and everything else, they get to meet you. It's not, you're not a stagnant photo. Mm-hmm. I think that is the most powerful part about it. When I have sent them out, I get a very good and positive response. So that would be that. That's what I've been experiencing in it. I don't think it's going anywhere. I only think it's going to go even bigger. You know, live video is huge in 2016. It's going to get bigger and bigger. There's the Wild West out there with this stuff. We don't know where it's going to go. We don't really know what to do with the darn thing right now. It's kind of like YouTube a number of years ago. So I would stay, you know, attuned to this stuff. I think there's going to be some changes coming down the pipe in a good way.
All right. So, you've gone a bit fuzzy on my side, actually, Craig.
So with that, let's go to a break and we'll come back to finish up the podcast. Great things start off small, and they start with good people. I'd love to have you to be an early adopter to Netcasting 101. To do this, go on over to netcasting101.com, and at the course link, go ahead and sign up. It's substantially discounted. What are you going to get? You're going to get a private group. We're all going to work together, figure out how to take Blab, make it into a great show, put it up on YouTube, and then we're going to drive it into iTunes. Look forward to seeing you at netcasting101.com. Okay, we're coming off the last 3 or 4 minutes of the podcast, but we're going to be open for Blab for the questions for listeners. And so let's sort of tighten this thing up. So we've gone through a couple. We didn't get through the last little product, which was those 8 breakthroughs from PlaySetter. So Why don't we jump into those, finish that up, how you contact us, and let's open it up for our Blab audience for discussion.
Yeah, well, basically, PlaySetter just gave some 8 kind of review videos of properties that they really liked. I don't know if you had time, you and Bill had time to look at them at all. The first one is hilarious. It's like, it's obviously she's English, but I don't know how to describe it. It was a bit like War and Peace. It seemed to go on forever, but I don't know if you liked it, Bill, or you thought it went on a bit.
I grew up there. My dad was born about 3 blocks from where it was taken. That was Huntington Beach, and it was 4 minutes. So that you talk about it. It was very, very good, and I thought she caught it. And it was more about Huntington Beach, and it's had 26,000 downloads.
Great. It's great. What about, what was your feeling about some of the others, Bill?
We went down to Laguna Beach, so it was like a home tour. What I really liked about the whole concept is before they got into the house, they talked about the community in the background. So if you get your search in there, people are going to watch it and learn about Huntington Beach. Now, I'm experimenting right now with video for our learning management systems and online training and to send out to people to do some of the timeline interviews. And we're finding that 2 minutes to no more than 3 is a great length for a quick video if you can tighten everything up and really make it professional. But the quality of the videos is extremely good. Didn't really get into it past that. I'm always looking at how do they do these things, how they make the quality. So I thought their products all looked really good, whatever they're doing. I don't know what they're charging. So I'll let you go into the details. I don't know. Do you know anybody that's actually used the product?
Well, it's not a project. It was a review. They were just looking. They were looking at 8 walkthroughs and property discussions that they thought that was done right. That's what the basic article is about.
Yeah, but
I totally agree with what you said, though, Bill. So, if you on your own websites at all, Craig? Because I've seen this with some very proactive brokerages and power agents where they have a centralized video that's a little bit more polished. It's still the broker or one of the leading agents talking about an area, and then they have copy that's professionally written about that area, and they use the video for Facebook, YouTube, all the other social to drive traffic to that specific, and then they give more written information and downloads about the area. And I think that's quite effective. Is that something you've done at all, or something you're thinking about doing?
Yeah, we have quite a few videos, you know, how to pick an agent, welcome, what, you know, why to use our team. Here's what's going on with our team. You know, it's not me being, you know, me. it's a much more edited, refined, smooth, glossed video. And, you know, those are effective. And we do use them.
I think I didn't explain myself. I meant about talking about the different areas in your area, you know, and talking about the schools, the general feeling of the area, any specific geography or cultural things that somebody outside the area or thinking of moving into that area should know. Have you done any of those?
Yeah. So what I've done is I did some videos on right through that wall. Is a thing called Iron Horse Trail. It's where the train used to run. And it goes through, you know, 2 different counties, you know, 11 different cities, you know, runs for 12.5 miles. And what it does is I was able to talk about it. And then I turned around and I did a shot right through that window of my old high school. Talked about San Ramon Valley High School, you know, school ratings, you know, why to go to it, the whole nine. Got a very good reviews, interviewed different people in the community. Yeah, we do those. And I did those with a little bit more high gloss. But I'm usually more impulsive, and I'd rather just get out there and do it. I don't want to wait for anybody else, so I just go and do it. And you know what? We're seeing positive reviews on both sides. It really doesn't matter. What matters is your content. If you have solid content, that's what matters.
Yeah, just to finish off is that I think the more slightly more polished, where you're talking about area, is something like what Bill says. It's evergreen content. You can stay on your website and you can increase the written material that supports the video. So your SEO increases, where I think with your more less polished, you know, on the spot videos about the house there has its place as well, because it's about spontaneous and about driving traffic and building up your own brand. So I don't see the two things being separate. I see them as kind of working on the same purpose, but kind of two different vectors. Did that make any sense?
Yeah, it absolutely is. You know, a really easy way to take your videos and be able to get more SEO out of them. There's a site called rev.com, R-E-V.com. You can go take the video you do, polished, unpolished, doesn't matter, or audio files or whatever, upload it to them. And for $1 a minute, they will transcribe it into written text, and they have like a 99.9%, you know, effective rate. And with that, you don't have, like me being dyslexic and not wanting to sit there and type something out, that's not going to happen. I can take my video, you do, like we always talk about, do a 1 to 3 minute video max. It's going to cost you $1 to $3 to get the written text. Then you can take that and you reconstitute it out, you know, onto LinkedIn, you put it into Facebook Notes, you put it onto Google Plus, you put it in all these different places. So either if you're a reader, like Frank Clevitz from Viral Marketing, he's a reader. I'm not. So he would be able to ingest that information in the way he likes to, or you can just watch the video, whatever you'd like.
All right. So what was that? Can you put the URL into our notes?
Yeah, not a problem. Let me send it right now.
Also, YouTube is coming out this week with a new paid beta tool that you can buy into. It's pretty cheap, I think, to do transcription for, and if you just put up the words, even though they might mess up some words, it still get you SEO.
Yeah, that's interesting. Cool.
It's on this week. You'll find it if you dig into YouTube. You know, YouTube does take some time to do it right, to get all the different things in. By the way, I just looked at your Iron Horse Trail. When you did it in 2013, and it's under comedy.
Ah, hey, how many views does it have in there?
Not a lot. It's 89. It probably hasn't got the SEO, and no, you need to throw some text in there. If you throw about 3 lines of text in there about the trail, you can even cut and paste them from other places and change the words around. You get a lot more SEO out of it.
I just haven't done anything with that. I literally uploaded it and forgot about it.
Yeah, you look young. You're very young on it. You look a lot younger.
Yeah, with my hair super short.
In the shot. So,
oh, yeah.
It's okay. I mean, 89 is still 89. Those are people who found you. And then just make sure it's all linked. You did some work on it. It's good. It's a nice picture. I like how you started it. I'm looking forward to watching it. It's a minute and 22 seconds, which is good too.
Michael Fielding, who is our tech head here at the office, we were out on the trail and he had a boom mic inches above my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just inches, just sitting there.
So
right. So let's wrap up. So Craig, how can people get a hold of you?
Yeah. If you guys have any questions, you guys can give us a ring here at my brokerage, our team, 925-838-4300. Again, 925-838-4300. That's our main online office. If there's any questions you have for us or about the area here in the San Francisco East Bay.
Oh, that's great, Craig. We're going to continue the conversation, folks, after the podcast. So go to our websites and you'll be able to see the conversation as we go into a bit more detail on a number of these topics which we touched. What do you reckon, Bill?
I'll tell them like this. I say, folks, you want more information, go over to mail-write.com, go over to the blog, and you'll find this episode. And also, you can go over to Timelines at Timelines of Success, episode 211, and you'll find this episode. And the show notes will really be in more detail on Mail-Write. But we want to thank you for coming in. We always want to thank the Blob audience. We have a few folks up there, and we'll open it up for questions this time. We suggest that if you're listening to this on podcast, tune in at 9 Pacific, generally 9 Pacific. We might move it back a little bit someday because more people listen to Blab in the afternoon than they do in the morning. And come and join us and ask questions, because you'll get some good free marketing advice and information. We want to thank Share the Oils. Share the Oils, Northern Nevada. We thank you for your support.